guess that point in the service where I think, oh my goodness, we are racing through. I need to like slow down. So I'm going to do my talk now at like half speed. Pardon? Just do it twice. I'll do it twice for effect. Absolutely. So everyone. Okay. Right. So we've been thinking about the world today and reminding ourselves of whose world it actually is. So who does this awesome world belong to? Children, I'm looking at you. Who does the awesome world belong to? None of you know. Oh my goodness, this is a bit of a problem. Hang your nose. God and us. And thank you, Toby, you had your hand up as well. Absolutely, yes, the world first belongs to God. In Psalm 24, it says, "The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it." And again, you know, just to make sure we understand properly, in 1 Chronicles 29, it says, "Everything in heaven on earth belongs to you. The kingdom belongs to you, Lord. You are the ruler over everything." So, if we hadn't already realized, we now know that the world belongs to God, and everything in it also belongs to God. Okay. I know it's a bit overkill, but I have one more Bible reading for you. You know, I'm jumping straight into the Bible with this. In Genesis 1, verses 27 to 31, it says, "God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them and said to them, 'Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature that moves on the ground.' Then God said, 'I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They will be yours for food. And to all the beasts of the earth and all the birds in the sky and all the creatures that move along the ground, everything that has breath of life in it, I give green plant for food.' And it was so. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good." So the world belongs to God. Thank goodness. If that's my only takeaway today, that's what I want it to be. The world belongs to God. But who is responsible for looking after it? Toby? Humans. Lauren, are you going to say the same thing? Yeah, humans. Absolutely. And thinking about that passage that we've just heard, so this is your test. Can anyone tell me what God has called us to do in this world? I did read it. Oh, Lauren, go for it. Yeah, look after all the animals, everything. And anything else? Did you say anything else, Toby? Absolutely, he said to look after the plants and everything in it. That's right, he's called us, the words it actually used was, to rule over it. And like you said, Toby and Lauren, in other words, God has put us in charge of looking after his world. Do you think that humans have made a very good job of looking after God's world so far? What do you think? Oof. What do you think, guys? No, it's been a bit iffy, isn't it? Samuel, what do you think? Do you think we've done a great job? It's not been that great, has it? When you look around your community, your local park or the beach, your school or workplace, the wider world, do you think, yes, This is exactly what God had in mind when he said to rule over the earth. What about when we watch the news on the TV and see people queuing for days for a bag of rice to feed their family? Or when we notice how many of our friends and neighbours rely on food banks, like the Food Hub here and Southampton City Missions Basics Bank? Do you think that God had that in mind when he made a world with enough food to feed everyone? And of course the answer is no. And we're also mindful of numerous other issues in our world today that would not have been in God's plan for our planet. Our responsibility for this world has got a bit messed up. The world belongs to God, and he has provided all that we should ever need to live abundant lives, where everyone has a safe place to live and enough food to eat. But it seems that the world isn't quite as God planned it to be. So what can we do? And I think the answer is to start small. There are around 8 billion people living on Earth at the moment, and I know that's super hard to comprehend when we mostly are confined to a 3-mile radius life, aren't we? You know, we have our little home and our community, you know, and if you drew a circle around you, it doesn't go too far beyond that very often. But if 8 billion people made a number of small changes, it would have a huge impact on our world. But like I said, the answer is to start small. So let's concentrate on the, I've written 80-ish people. Don't know if there's 80 of you in here or not. Let's concentrate on the 80-ish people of that 8 billion who are here today. God is very clear about who he's put in charge of looking after our world. So to be equally clear, we need to step up where we are able to do so. And this isn't about inducing guilt at all. God has provided for us in so many ways. And this is how we say thank you to him, by thanking him for his provision, by taking care of the world he's made for us, and by looking after the people in it, ensuring that everyone is provided for. All of the food gifts today will go to help people who are in need, and any money for the Harvest Appeal will kickstart farming projects in Nepal. These things are small actions towards looking after our world and those in it. But what else could we do? Does anyone have any other ideas what we could do to look after our planet? Kids, you know what I'm like. I'm looking at you for answers now. You don't have any ideas. I don't believe that for one second. Mine, what idea do you have? What do you think, Mine? No, have you forgotten? I heard someone shout recycling. Was that you, Cameron? Awesome. Yeah, we could do recycling, couldn't we? We could recycle much more. Molly, what do you think? We could do litter picking, absolutely, making sure you're safe whilst you're doing it. You need one of those tong things, don't you? Because you don't want to touch it with your fingers. But yes, absolutely, litter picking. What else could we do, Alan? We could tell our parents to slow down. That's a good one. That is a good one. Are you talking, I'm not, maybe drive, maybe they're fast drivers. I don't know. Lauren, what do you think? We could try and save energy, absolutely. Stuart, what do you think?
Travel by bus.
Travel by bus. Exactly, that would make a big difference, wouldn't it? Rather than one person in a car. I'm guilty of that. Mine, have you remembered now? Plant trees, did you say? Awesome, absolutely. Okay, thank you for all your answers. They are brilliant. I've got another few. Perhaps we could commit to donating regularly to the Food Hub or to a mission charity. Maybe we could remember to save energy, like you said, by switching our bedroom light off to save the energy. Maybe, don't know kids if any of you want to offer this, maybe you could offer to do the washing up once a week instead of using the dishwasher. It's a small thing, make a big difference. Maybe you could take part in a beach clear up or litter picking, like Molly said, or volunteer at a basics bank. A bit later, Peter is going to come up and tell us about a bookmark that Creation Care have made for all of us. And on the back of that, that has lots of other ideas about how we can take care of God's world. So, we have established, the world isn't mine, it's God's. However, all of us need to take care of it, and we need to share what we have. That is our responsibility. To finish, I just want to read the passage from Genesis again. But this time, I'm going to read it from the Message. And I really like the way it says it. It says, God spoke, "Let us make human beings in our image. Make them reflecting our nature, so they can be responsible for the fish in the sea, the birds in the air, the cattle, and yes, earth itself, and every animal that moves on the face of earth." God created human beings. He created them God-like, reflecting God's nature. He created them male and female. God blessed them. Prosper, reproduce, fill earth, take charge. Let's pray. God, thank you for the world you created for us. Thank you that you provide all that we need. Help us to look after the world you made for us. Help us to notice those in need and not turn away from our responsibilities. Thank you for loving us. Amen.